It's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise. Just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise. Just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord.
Let's just praise Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let's
do you love Him tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord.
Let us bow our heads, Muhammad. Praise your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. We have heard from our theophany tonight. Praise your name. We are redeemed, brought back to the original, in His thoughts from the beginning. Has that revelation become more real to you tonight? Do you see you were with Him in the very beginning? Before there was anything, you were His thought. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Just tell Him you love Him and you thank Him tonight for that revelation that He's given you. It's everything to us, Lord Jesus, that great revelation. To know that You've come again in this end time, Lord Jesus. You are that great Melchizedek. You are Elohim. You are God made flesh, revealing Yourself to us. You're in Your sons and daughters, Lord. We recognize who we are. You're Your children, Lord Jesus. We are Your bride, Lord, and we love You and praise You tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank You, merciful God, for all Your goodness and Your mercy to us, Lord. Praise Your name. Do you believe Christ is here?
Yes.
Do you believe the angels are here?
Yes.
Amen.
We are standing.
Praise Your name, Lord.
On holy ground.
Hallelujah.
And I know that there are angels all around. Oh, let us praise Jesus now. Standing in His presence on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground.
praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
For we are standing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In his presence.
Thank you, precious Lord.
Holy ground.
Hallelujah.
For we are standing.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us praise,
you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus now. For we are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Sisters, would you sing it for us tonight? Sisters, please. Let's all lift up our voices to him. Father, for truly we believe we are in your presence right now. We believe that there are angels all around, Lord Jesus. We love you from the depths of our heart, Father. How grateful we are for you, Lord Jesus. To recognize that we are in your thoughts from the beginning, Lord Jesus. And we're going to spend eternity with you, Lord. You're coming for your bride, Lord Jesus. Your bride is making herself ready, Lord. Uniting, Lord, that only this message and only your messenger, Lord, it is you speaking to your bride through your prophet messenger. You are that great Melchizedek, Lord, speaking to your bride, one, Lord. Amen. Speaking to us, Lord. You speak in our hearts, Lord. Yes. We are that little dewdrop of water, Lord, yes. And that sun shining on us, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take us in your presence, Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, we love you and adore you, Lord, with all that's in us, Lord. We have no words to speak, Lord, that we could say how grateful we are, Lord, to know that we were predestinated, Lord, before the foundation of the world. You give us that revelation, Lord Jesus. No matter how Satan tries to take it from us, he cannot, Lord. For we are your children, Lord. We believe it from the depths of our heart and we accept it, Lord Jesus. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. We thank you for revealing that to us tonight, Lord. More than ever, it's always been there, Lord. There's always been that deep calling to the deep in our heart. But Lord, it's more real to us tonight than it ever has been, Lord Jesus. Father, that word being manifested in our lives, Lord Jesus, that word manifesting the Son of Man again, Lord, we recognize it and we believe it, Lord Jesus. It is the token for our day and we're proud to apply it, Lord Jesus. We are your bride, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this night, Lord. Thank you that you stored up the food, Lord Jesus, for your bride, because you knew before that foundation of the world that, Lord, when we were in your thoughts that day, Lord, you knew we'd be here tonight listening to this message. Who is this Melchizedek, Lord? This day, this scripture is fulfilled, Lord. We believe it, Lord Jesus. Lord, we humbly just thank you, Lord. We're not worthy, Lord, but we're so thankful, Lord. There's something bubbling up inside of us, Lord Jesus. It's always been there, Lord, but to see it being made manifest, Lord. Lord, no wonder the prophets and sages from the beginning of time wanted to live in this day, in this hour. And Lord, you blessed us among all humans to be here in this time. Amen. The full body, Lord, connected the neck to the head, Lord Jesus. What a time, what a place, what a people, Lord Jesus. Thank you, gracious Lord. Oh, we love you from the depths of our heart, Lord. And Father, now as we come to take of this communion of the bread and wine, Lord, how you told us tonight in representation when you come before Abraham. Lord, it was a type. And now that's what we're doing, Lord. And one day after that great victory is won, after we've went through all the trials and tribulations and persecutions, Lord, and everything, we're going to take it with you, Lord. You're going to come and get your redeemed bride. Redeem us. Call us back where we come from, Lord. We're just pilgrims and strangers here, Lord Jesus. We're going to go back and be with you, Lord, and be at that great wedding supper, Lord. Father, where we'll sit around and these tears that are falling from our eyes right now, you're going to wipe them from us, Lord. There'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, Lord Jesus. And we're just going to be eternity with you, Lord Jesus. The great I am. We become that word, Lord Jesus, with you. Father, you've even told us all about it, what it's going to be like. You loved us so much. Oh, we're looking forward to it, Lord Jesus. We can't even imagine it, Lord, but it burns within our hearts. Come and be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins and shortcomings, Lord. Just bless and be with us now. Thank you, Lord, for us standing on holy grounds with your angels all around and that pillar of fire with us and that pillar of fire in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We are standing on holy ground. When I know that there are angels all
heads and hum it as we're seated. Turn the service back over to God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham.
And we think of how Jesus, when he was on earth here, he referred back to the Psalms. He said, did not David say in the Psalms such and such? The inspiration of the writer. Oh, when we think of this song, we'll walk in the light. Or to be like Jesus. And how that we love that, because that is our great anticipation. It's our motive and objective. It's our life's desire to be like him. Then in the final line that we think of the hymn that sings like this, there's going to be a meeting in the air.
Amen.
In that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, how we love it. And when the poet said, you had heard a little Moses in the bulrush, and you heard of fearless David and his sling. You heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Daniel and the lions we often sing. Oh, there's many, many others in the Bible, and I long to meet them all, I do declare. By and by, the Lord will let us meet them at that meeting in the air. But when we get to that place where it says, but God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. We long for that, Lord. We worship thee now. With all of our hearts, we adore thee.
Hallelujah.
Thou, the stream of all of our comfort.
Yes.
The doors of our hearts have been closed to the outside world. We are walking now to the communion table. We can hear our Lord say to Peter that night, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. He said, Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my hands. How we thank thee for this order, Lord, that we can fellowship together. Sanctify our hearts now, Lord. If there's sin in our midst, take it out, Father.
Yes.
Forgive us of our trespasses, and we forgive others that trespass against us. You promised, Lord, that if we forgive others, that you would forgive us. And Father, from the depths of my heart, I forgive every enemy. Oh, God, I could go to them lovely in my heart and wash their feet, do anything that I could, just so they don't miss that glorious sweet by and by. And I feel that that's the feeling of every heart in here now, Father. We are assembled together, the doors are closed, the curtains are pulled down, and now we're coming to this sacred table. And as we read this order, we pray the Holy Spirit will bless, save, and heal every person in divine presence. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just a few moments ago, when I opened up my Bible here to read to find 1 Corinthians 11th chapter and the 23rd verse, it just fell right open to it. I will read now from the great apostle's writings to the Corinthians. For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he is betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he brake it, and said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. At the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other.
Now, it has been a custom of our church that when we come to this moment, we bow just a moment in prayer, and you pray for me silently while I pray for you. We realize that the scripture that we have read, that if we eat and drink it unworthily, we are eating and drinking damnation to ourselves, not discerning the Lord's body. That is, if you're living in sin, living where you should not live, then you are a reproach to the cause. Don't take it. Stay away from it. Don't do it. But if you're living, I know every one of us makes mistakes, but we have a blood sacrifice laying there atoning for us constantly, the blood of God's own Son. So we are forgiven of our sins, but if you're living in open sin and not worthy to be called a Christian, don't take it. But if you are a Christian, then you're duty-bound to take it. For he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Let us pray just a moment for each other. Father, this prayer we offer to you, the forgiveness of our sins, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The ushers usually have the people standing at the, where is it? The tail of the table? All right. Gave thanks. Then he took bread and he broke it. and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. As I hold in my hand tonight these little parcels of bread that's all wrinkled and broke up, it reminds me of the message tonight, how they beat one tree to get pulp to save the other, and how that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, but with his stripes we were healed. May the grace of God sanctify this kosher bread to its intended purpose, and every person that partakes of it, no more sin in your life, no more sickness in your body, till we meet the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we sanctify this bread by a word of prayer and faith, that it will be used for the intended purpose that God has intended for us to do, to keep this order until he comes. May every person that partakes of this supper tonight, may they be clean from sin and healed from sickness for the journey that lays ahead of us. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
That remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Amen. Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and had sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you.
Let us all bow our heads. I'd like to ask our brother Silas to come forward and dismiss us for the foot washing.
Lord Jesus, we are so thankful, Lord, for being here in your house, Lord Jesus, together with your children. People from different parts of the world are here. And those listening also, Lord, streaming, we are all one body, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, for your presence being here and for talking to us, Lord Jesus, and manifesting yourself through the mouth of your prophet, Melchizedek, Lord of our days. And we're so thankful, Lord Jesus, for your servant, for his family also, Lord Jesus. We're so thankful, Lord Jesus, because you spoke to us and you showed, Lord, what you want for your bride. Lord Jesus, we want to be closer to you every day, Father. Help us, Lord, this week, be with us every day, keeping us, Lord, always under the blood, the token. And may we be just every day so close to you, Lord Jesus. We are not worthy. We are unworthy people, but Jesus is worthy, and he died for us, Lord, to redeem us, Lord Jesus. We're thankful for everything, Lord. Thankful for this service. Thankful for the words we heard, Lord Jesus. Words of life, Father. And I thank you, Lord, and I pray that you be with us through this week, Lord, protecting us. And may we go now, Lord, but just not dismissed from your presence, Lord Jesus. Be with us, Father. Be with Brother Joseph, Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Guide him, Lord Jesus. We're so thankful for his life, for the encouragement he gives us, Lord Jesus. For in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Did not your heart burn within you? Amen. God bless you. The deacons will be dismissing you by roll for the foot washing. God bless you.
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. Baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Amen. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm...